morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. Going to be with you for about 55 minutes. And this is a special show because it is Veterans Day. And I am a veteran, and I'm one of the things I'm proud to be called is a veteran. We are also kind of dedicating this show, not kind of, we are dedicating the show to all veterans, but to Jacob Gallagher, who was a Air Force Staff Sergeant who was killed in an off-spree plane crash off the coast of Japan, I believe. Mom and stepdad, Tor Crowder, Kim Crowder, personal friends of the family, they've opened Jake's Java, but they're also vested in veterans and doing things for veterans. Also with me are two people that I think the world of too, Mark and Heather. I'm only busting you. There. Guys, this is a really special day for veterans. And I know it's a special day for you and for Kim. And all that you guys are trying to do for veterans, it's really, the Brazos are really involved with this 100%. So, Mark, I'm going to throw it out to you first.
Sure.
What you guys got planned? I mean, I was listening to Kim. It's amazing.
Yeah, we're getting ready to kick off in a couple hours here. We got a Live 95.9. Marjo's coming down. She's going to hang with us for a couple hours. She's going to do a live broadcast. She's going to do some guest for baristaing. She's going to make some drinks for people come through the drive-through and through the line. So got to give her a little patience. You know, she does have that bartender experience.
Yeah.
But we got to get her into the lattes now. So, but yeah, we're going to have a great event. It is going to be a little chilly that day, but we're going to have some heaters. We're going to have some fire pits, keep some people warm. But the biggest thing is we're going to give free coffee to veterans all day that we're open from 7 to 2.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And this Jake's Java is the in memory of Jake losing his life. And you guys have done a lot just in a short period of time for veterans.
Yeah, so I mean that's the primary focus for us is to make sure veterans are taken care of, they're recognized, they're always remembered, they're honored. It's a true legacy for us every single day. That's why we say it's a legacy in every single cup that we brew.
Right.
There.
Yeah. Yeah. And now she mentioned something about clothing and coats and stuff like that. When I talked to
we're gonna let Heather get on that.
Heather.
So Jake's Java. The way that the community supported getting Jake home back here and honored him the way that they did when they brought him home, the only thing that Jake's Java and Kim and Tor and their entire family want to do is be able to give back the way that everyone gave to them. It's such an important time. So they decided to start collecting donations, all your basic needs. The needs that the veterans need, your toiletries, deodorants, toothbrushes, socks, undergarments, pajamas, hats, gloves, you name it, they'll take it. But the support is always in our community. And for something like this, it's beyond needed. It's the most important thing. So there's already a bunch of collections happening and we're going to still collect them throughout the whole day.
Yeah.
Anyone who brings a donation is going to get a free apple cider donut, which is delicious. And also it's a good way to feel like you're doing something to give back. And that's what we all want to do. That's what Jake's Java is about, trying to give back to people who deserve it, especially a group of veterans.
And you know, I thank you for doing that because, and again, we you know, you see it on television, you hear it here in the city and stuff. There's still a lot of homeless vets, they need winter clothing, they need clothing, and I applaud what you guys are trying to do on this Veterans Day. To me, it has a special significance. both Veterans Day, because we salute all veterans, but also Memorial Day for me has it's bittersweet because I'm still here, and several of the ones that I was overseas with didn't make it home. So when I see people like yourselves, yes, you have a vested interest that was with Jake, but you live this every day. That's what, you know, every cup of coffee, you said it best, Mark. You pay tribute to Jake with every cup of coffee. And
every cup of coffee that we pour.
Yeah.
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 Right, and down to the down to the bean that is made.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I have I have a technical question. And that is, do you sell the current cups yet? I know you guys are going to.
So the K cups is something we're working on.
Okay.
It hasn't really been out in the open, but here we go. We're putting it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something we are working on. You know, we're in some research and development phases right now.
Oh, cool.
But yes, we're working on it right now, and Kim and I will be launching K cups and some retail coffee and stuff like that. So we'll be coming back on when that time comes, but
please do.
We
Let
definitely
me
want
know.
To take this global. Yeah, we want to go global.
And you know, too, being Veterans Day, there's a lot of parades. There's a lot of people. Hopefully, you'll turn out. In Pittsfield, the parade starts at 10 o'clock, and it marches south to the memorial on South Street. But afterwards, go up to Jake's job in Lanesboro and help them. If you have an old, not an old rotten coat, but a well, what do they call, lightly used or
gently used?
Gently used, that was it. Bring it up and leave it, because they're going to do that. They're going to continue on. And it's a great way. It means more when you do something like that than probably when you just say, oh, thanks for your service. And that's wonderful too. But this is giving something that somebody can really use, a veteran can really use. And you know, I used to have Jim Clark on. He's the veteran service agent who's going to be retiring. Well, he put in his paperwork, and I've been working the background with the mayor to see, keep him another 10 years. But anyhow, the military is a way of life. It's not just a job. And when the going gets tough, nobody really cares what you look like, how you're packaged, how old or young you are, just as long as you're doing what you're supposed to do. These folks are, this young man lost his life doing what he wanted to do and what he loved to do. The other side of that coin was he had a 9-day-old baby when he died. So while we're not trying to just celebrate one person, we want to celebrate all veterans. But Juice and Java have gotten behind, in my opinion, all veterans. And
Jake's
they,
Java.
Right? Mark, you're there a lot.
Yeah, I'm there 3 days a week, helping Kim out. You know, when the summer's there, you get a lot of help. We get a lot of high schoolers, and some people that are out of school. All of her grandchildren come and help. Their friends help. But when school starts, you know, kind of they need help. So I've been there 3 days a week helping out, and it's been great. We get great stories every single day. We had another one today where we feel the presence of not only Jake, but all other seven airmen that we do honor at Jake's Java. And we get the stories every day. People just show up. They don't understand why they're there. They're there.
Yeah.
But then we understand there's a connection of some sort.
Sure.
So we're getting the connections all the time. We feel their presence. We feel them every day there. So it's a great tribute.
It's a great tribute, and you guys are keeping a memory alive of a really young person. I don't know who said it. Somebody said it. Old soldiers never die, young ones do. So when you think about that and what you've done, just the forethought of building a coffee shop in Lanesboro as a tribute to Jake just blows me away.
Having all of the pieces of this entire journey fit together the way that they have from beginning to end, and then following through to the stories that what Mark was just talking about, like the presence is there, and the way that Jake is honored, and the way that Kim also takes the time as a mother of a vet, a fallen amazing hero, she takes the time every day to honor every single one of those people that were in that crash with Jake, down to dedicating picnic tables to them, celebrating them on their birthdays, and telling their story day after day. And the way that she tells it is so strong and powerful and moving, but it's real and it's honest, and people hear it and they love it, and we want them to love it because it's the truth and it's honest and it's a beautiful, all the pieces make up just a really beautiful journey.
Yes, and a tribute a tribute to a fallen comrade. Jake was a young, handsome guy, good athlete. I know when they brought him home and they opened up Jake's, the Taconic High School group where he played sports, that they were overwhelmingly wonderful, really and truly. And that's, he had a lot of friends. And again, all veterans this today have a right to walk with their head held high. You know, I had a situation, I won't say where, but in a store where I had a last Memorial Day, I had my Vietnam hat, and I don't wear it all the time, but, and this lady decided to let go on me about how could I wear such a hat after all what we did, the horrible things that we did. And I'm saying, lady, I've been home for 54 years. I kind of heard that stuff a long time ago. But anyhow, bottom line, Jake's Java, Veterans Day, what's the specials?
Take it away.
So the specials for that day is we have this great food. We have great experiences there. We have all of our breakfast. We have our lunches. Like as we, Heather had said, we're giving out a free apple cider donut for anybody that brings food or any toiletries or clothing, any donations, we're going to give out a free apple cider donut. But again, the most delicious coffee in Berkshire County, because we've been voted best coffee shop for 2 years in a row on Best of the Berkshires. So you're getting a great cup of coffee, and we're going to have great conversation. That's the biggest thing, is great conversations.
Yeah. And veterans, I can tell you this from my own experience, veterans are always respected there.
They are.
Always respected. And to me, that is just because when we came back from Vietnam, that wasn't the case. So to see what you guys are doing and just making it happen, you know, it's just
amazing. The good thing that it is we do offer discounts to all veterans and first responders. So we don't ever forget our first responders, too. So everybody that's in the military, veterans, current military, first responders, everybody gets discounts. So, you know, you get appreciation when you come. But the biggest thing that I love is that the veterans that do come, or any military people that come, they just sit, they reflect, they look at all the stuff, they look at the tables, and they'll sit there for hours and just reflect. Kim loves going out and having these conversations and making sure that people are good. And she'll sit down for an hour with somebody and just have a great, great conversation. So it's really the support level that we have there. And we've always made it known that veterans have a safe haven with us. They can come anytime and they're safe with us. We'll have conversation with them and we'll make sure that they're okay and that they're taken care of.
Now, Veterans Day, what are your hours going to be?
So it'll be open
The
from 7
hours
to
every
2.
day are still 7 to 2, sorry.
Well,
no, that's
and,
okay. You go ahead.
And the veterans get the free coffee all day, 7 to 2. The food is available as well, 7
Yeah.
to 2. You get breakfast all day. Lunch starts at 11. The sandwiches are excellent, by the way.
Yes.
And it's so, I love that you said that Veterans Day is for all of the veterans. And
Right.
I think that people forget the difference between the two,
Yeah.
Veterans Day, Memorial Day. We spoke on that a little bit yesterday with Slater in the morning. And Veterans Day is to honor all of the veterans who have
Right.
served in times of war
Yeah.
and times of peace. So
Yeah.
there's no limit. You are a veteran. You signed up. You did it. You
Yeah.
signed your name on the line. That's something I actually tell Mark all the time
Yeah.
because he too is a veteran.
Yeah. Yeah, you've signed on
So
that
both
dotted
of you,
line. You don't know where you're going to end up. You
and
know?
I'm the one that gets to sit here with both of you. So I'm honored to be here with both of you who are also veterans to our country. So thank you, which is much better than what happened to you at the store.
Well, I will tell you, I have been a supporter of Kim and her endeavor since the very beginning, because I just, knowing the story, I just couldn't really understand why a young man like that. But that is what being a veteran is. You sign on that dotted line. You don't know. I mean, hopefully you're going to go and deploy and come home and live happily ever after. But there are these cases where that doesn't happen. But for those veterans that come home, let me please say this. I know you have your own groups. I'm a life member of the Vietnam Veterans of America. But there are also, there's the Iraq and Afghanistan group. There's the VFW. There's the DAV. There's the American Legion. And all of these groups help get what veterans need out of Washington, D.C., out of Boston, Massachusetts. If we don't stick together, they'll quickly forget us. Trust me when I tell you, I'm an old man,
Yes.
and I've seen the ups and downs for veterans. And you know, I mean, thinking back, we had to sell the VFW, we had to sell the Legion. Excuse me. Now we share a place, but the point was there were times when you couldn't get in there; it was packed. So we have to stay together as veterans to get the benefits that veterans deserve. And
correct.
Believe me when I tell you that they're always up for grabs. And the other point too is that I applaud the town of Lanesboro. Now, years ago, I worked in Lanesboro as a police officer, but I will tell you, Lanesboro opened their arms to Kim and her idea, and they've helped turn it into what it is today, a haven. A lot of vets, I know the Polish Princess and I, we go up there. We love their breakfast sandwiches. In the good weather, we love to sit and just relax and look at the different picnic tables with all the names and all the it's kind of a haven for veterans, a safe place.
It's so peaceful to
Yeah.
be there. It's very peaceful. It's beautiful to look at. It's beautiful to just see. And the complete feeling that you get at Jake Strava is just a very calm, peaceful, serene
Yeah.
feeling. And you get in my opinion, one of the best
Yeah.
breakfast sandwiches that you can get here. And on top of that, it truly is the best coffee that I've
Yeah,
ever
it's
had.
great
Mark
coffee.
does a pretty good job making it. But
Oh, yeah, he adds the
it's
water.
delicious. They've put their heart, soul, and all of the effort into something
Yeah.
so good. We're so happy to be able to, when we wrap this up, to go out and provide the coffee,
Right.
see all of the donations that can come, and any bit of help. If you can
Yeah.
help, wonderful. If you can't, that's okay. Just be there. Thank someone next to you. It's
Yeah. I mean,
one in
myself,
ten.
I've wear this around the house now because I'm hair follically challenged because my little bald head gets cold. But
Yeah.
if you have more than one of these, or you don't need the three you have, donate a couple of them or one of them, whatever. And again, it will be going to veterans. And that's
Yep, and
local
all
veterans.
non-perishable food
Yeah. Yeah.
would
Yeah,
be
because
helpful.
the
You
Lanesboro
know,
has
go
a
ahead.
wonderful veterans pantry up there.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and
Food
they
pantry.
always need to be restocked.
Yeah. And now
And the
with a
good thing
lot of
is,
go ahead, Mark. I'm sorry.
I just want to put it out there that the food and toiletry and the drive that we're doing is all month long. So if you can't make it on Veterans Day, come anytime to drop it off. We're collecting for the
Oh,
entire
that's great
month.
news.
Yeah. So we
And
already
it's
have two,
Thanksgiving.
almost two totes
Yeah.
full. Yeah.
And it's
So.
Thanksgiving. And as veterans, we have a lot to be thankful for. And so if you can help out a brother or sister veteran, is that a cat? Is that a
Yes.
cat? Okay.
Yes, he was scratching me, so I figured.
Okay. Well, send them over because my
There
shoulder's killing me. But
you
anyhow,
go.
but seriously, helping out a brother or sister vet to me, and I just been at Northampton, the VA hospital a couple times this in the last month or so, and I have to tell you, there's a lot of guys and gals that really need some help, and
There
I'm
truly
all for
is.
providing whatever I can do to show, as I've always been. Here's the group: veterans, elderly, disabled, and cultural, because Pittsfield is cultural. And my thing is, whatever we can do to help another veteran, I'm all in. Is that when Kim approached me, I said, I'm all in, and I'm
Yeah.
just sorry that she can't be here because she's a light in and of herself.
She
She
truly is.
really is. And what her and the family have been through is it just makes you happy that you've got the life you have. I tell people
Yeah.
that every day. Listen, get up in the morning, thank the good Lord you woke up, and take on another day. Because guess what? Somebody didn't wake up this morning.
Right.
That's how I look at
People
it.
ask me, people ask me every single day, how are you? I said, I'm amazing. And they said, wow, that's great. And I said, I'm on my 2 feet. I'm
Yeah.
standing. I'm breathing. I'm great. I'm
Yeah.
great.
Yeah. And for those veterans too that need that extra help, you guys provide that by the clothing drive, but also the discounted coffee. And over this period of time, Veterans Day, the free coffee. Kim has a sixth sense of seeing people in need.
She does.
Excuse me. She really
She
does.
always provides.
Yeah.
She
Yeah.
always provides. Yeah.
And that goes.
Even if people go there for no reason than just to be, even if you don't want the coffee, you don't want
Right.
anything, all the staff at Jixtrava, they're all
Yeah.
wonderful,
Yeah.
team working, beautiful people, friends. They're friends of the family. They're friends of Jake.
Yeah.
known Kim my whole life. I got to grow up with her children. I got to be part of her grandkids' lives. And you know that everyone at Jake's Java has an ear, and everyone at Jake's Java is happy to listen to a story or a memory or anything. There, you know, there's 22% of vets face a mental health issues along with PTSD concerns, and no one at Jake's Java is ever going to turn their ear or heart away from them. So even when you just need a place to talk, that's where you should be.
Yeah, and that's the atmosphere that it emanates from that building. And I agree with you. There's so much malarkey in the world today, like these veterans, this and all, the new battle cry, I guess. But one of the things that I would recommend to all veterans is get enrolled in the VA. I worked with a guy who had a really, he's passed now, but he had a bad experience with the VA, and he was going to show them by not going to him. Well, they don't care. So if you go or not,
right.
You know? So, but I guess now when you get discharged, it's a part of the discharge process. I'm speaking to us older veterans who it wasn't. And if you're not, I don't care if you're 90, you got that DD-214, you show up and you get enrolled in the Veterans Administration, because you never know when. I had a good friend. He didn't want to have anything to do with him, and he got real sick, and it darn near cost him everything. So the VA is there. Please, if you're out there, please get enrolled. We have a veteran service officer, Jim Clark, currently, and I guess a new person. I'm sorry, I don't know the name. But Jim Clark, they're at the Fryo Center. Make an appointment, call, ask for the veteran service, and then get in there and get signed up. Really and truly, don't wait till you need it. Have it when you need it, if you ever need it.
You can also call if you're more in North County, North Adams, that veterans.
Yeah, they all have veteran service
agents too. They also work a lot.
Yeah.
So those are your big ones, and they work really great alongside of Jake's job, of everyone. The support has been immense, and the other being able to provide back in any manner is so important, especially now more than ever. You know, one in ten vets rely on assistant benefits, and right now it's more needed. There's a huge population still of vets who need these services and deserve them. So all the reach out, all the stuff, the hospital, everything that you said, it's so important, and it never is not important to anyone at Jake's Java or anyone in our community. Really, we have a great community
we
here.
We do have a good
and proven time and time again. So we're so excited to be able to do this event, and it's just for the good. It's not.
Yeah.
It's out of the goodness of people's hearts.
That's exactly right. People are doing this as a service to veterans. They really are. And Kim is doing it as a tribute to her son. Her husband. I just drew a blank. Tor.
Tor.
Yeah. Oh, you get to be my age.
Yeah.
Blanks come up a
and
lot.
Her grandchildren and Jacob's wife, all the other families who were impacted by this crash, everyone is intertwined and everyone is important. And it's just I said it before, the journey has become beautiful. They're almost like they're like a phoenix, like it rose even more beautiful from ashes. Like the story keeps growing.
And what you just said, we're going to talk about when we come back after the break. What you just said is very important too. This Jake wasn't the only person who died in this crash, but all the people who lost someone in the crash have bound together in like a huge family, comforting each other. And that's
They
the
do
military
daily.
also. That, you
Yeah,
know, we
daily
were
they
that
have
close.
communication. Yeah. Yeah.
I got married 2 weeks after I came back from Vietnam, and excuse me, Roseanne and I, we moved to Texas, Fort Bliss, not named for your state of mind, but what Roseanne saw there, and of course I was already in, she saw, wait a minute, even if you didn't know somebody, they were your friend. You know, there was this,
Right.
again, it's not a job, it's a career. It's a different way of life. And then, and Mark, you know what I'm talking about. Unless you've been in the military, you won't know what I'm saying is. We all just carry all our own memories, and some of them are good,
Correct.
some of them need to be tuned up. We're going to take a break. I'm here today with Mark Brazo and Heather Brazo, and Kim Crowder was going to come but had a family emergency, and Kim is the mother of Jake Gallagher, and who was killed in a tragic off-spree plane crash a couple years now. So we'll be
November
right
of
back.
2023.
There you go. I mean, we can't forget these kinds of people. We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting on PCTV, Channel 1301, Spectrum Cable. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
Greetings, this is John Pollock, host of The Jazz Train, which comes your way every Saturday night from 10 to 11:30. The Jazz Train generally features music recorded on a particular calendar date in years past and provides relevant commentary and discographical details. So why not join me for a ride on the Jazz Train for a weekly musical adventure, coming to you on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. I am here today. This is Veterans Day, and I am a veteran, and I'm very, very, very proud of that. And with me today, excuse me, is Mark Brazo and Heather Brazo. They're related somehow. But we're talking about Jake's Java and all that they're doing for Veterans Day. But that's kind of a misnomer because it's through the month of November. And Mark will explain that. Mark, if you take the lead on that, I would appreciate it.
Sure. At Jake's Java for the month of November, we're doing a very large clothing and toiletry drive, anything that the veterans need right now. And I think right now what's hitting home for us is the uncertainties of the government and other programs just not working right now.
Right.
1.2 million veterans in the United States rely on some sort of assistance in order to get through. And right now they're not getting that. So this is even more important for us. And then just in the state of Massachusetts, 1 in 10 veterans rely on assistance. And it's something that they're not receiving right now. So we got to make sure they're taken care of. And this is hitting home for us even more to do this drive. So the entire month of November, if you drop anything off at Jake's Java to donate, we're going to give you, you know, some a free donut. And also on Veterans Day, all veterans are welcome. You're going to have free coffee for them all day long. And we're going to do a live broadcast from 10 to 12 with 95.9. And Marjo, she's going to be there doing some guest baristing and just really promoting us on Veterans Day.
And we are earlier than that. We are from 7:30 to 8:30 in the morning. You have plenty of time.
You can even come after the parades that you're all got, the parades that will be happening that day, because Jake's Job is open till 2, and we're not going to stop providing for the whole day. It's going to be really great. There's going to be heaters. There is a fixed tent now, so you don't really have to be super concerned with the cold. It is New England after all, but we're going to come up with all those ways. Plus we have that delicious warm coffee. It's actually very hot and I love it for everyone to enjoy.
Yeah.
And yeah, we have tours.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say we have Pittsfield tours out there.
Pittsfield
at 10. Yeah. So we're going to get out there and get that going, and tours out there stoking the fires and getting ready now.
Yeah, and the thing, too, is it is Veterans Day. So that's anybody who served in the military. And excuse me. And just doing work, being in the military, I've said it once, I said it 1,000 times, it's a way of life. It isn't just a job. And when you leave that, a lot of guys and gals have a difficult time adjusting. They used to call it, what is it, readjusting to civilian life. And I said this to a couple of people, before you make fun of anybody that's a veteran, try walking a mile in their shoes, because you don't know what they've seen. You don't know what they've been through. And like every Heather said and Mark said, you may have served during peacetime, but you still have had issues. So, you know, it's just the nature of the job. So, and again, let me please just push this. Please join the VFW. Join the Legion. If you're a Vietnam veteran, join the Vietnam Veterans of America. Even if you're... I just can't, and whatever you do, get enrolled in the VA healthcare system. Do it now. Don't wait till you need it. Get enrolled, and then it'll be there if you need it. And I through my lifetime, I've seen so many people who poo-hoo this and poo-hoo that. I don't need their medicine. You maybe don't now, but you might in the future. So that's all I'm saying. Don't put your family at risk when you have this gift. It really is a gift to VA. And I'll get hate mail. I know they were terrible to us when we came back from Vietnam. But it's not that era. They're wonderful now. They bend over backwards to help you. And so, I'm there. Like I said, I was there one day for the last 3 weeks. But going back to Jake and Jake's Java, Jake has a young family, a young wife, and a couple of young kids. And now the oldest is how old? I forgot. Jake's oldest.
He's going on 4 now.
4. Yeah, that's what I thought that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jake,
it's almost there.
Yeah. Wow. And Jake's was in the accident that took his life while serving his country, his newest child was 9 days old. So think about that when you think about veterans, because I've said it once, I'll say it 1,000 times. When you sign on that dotted line, you don't know what that's going to bring. And every person who's done that, in my opinion, deserves respect.
That's why it's so important to remind people of their bravery, their courage, and honor all of the members who are veterans. That it's a beautiful, selfless act that so many of you have done for all of us to live in this country. And being able to give back today, every day that we possibly can, but today is about all of the
That's right.
veterans. Giving back in the bit we can is so important.
And we don't want to, I want to reinforce that this is the thing with radio. You tell them what you're going to tell them, and then tell them what you told them. Because this, especially a morning show, the people are driving, they're going here, they're getting the kids on the bus, they're trying to get the kids cereal. But there's a clothing drive. Let's expand it. There's a clothing drive going to happen through the end of the month. Is that, am I correct with that, Mark? So.
Clothing drive through the end of the month. It actually extends the clothing drive is for this month, and then the food drive as well extends a little bit into December. So we got
Okay.
them both happening simultaneously.
And let me just say this, and I don't care whether. Obviously, I want you to supply the veterans' soup kitchens, and there's a beautiful one in Lanesboro. I've heard about. I've never been there, but I've heard marvelous things from veterans about how well they're treated. And I would also say this: stock up the other food pantries, whether they're veterans or not. This nonsense going on in the federal government about the food and all that. My wife and I have made a commitment to bring more to our food pantry, double up on what we do, simply because nobody should go hungry in this country. Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. Not in this country. I would say it drives me nuts, but there's so many people that have said, you've already made the trip. You know what I'm saying? So. But Mark, the hours of operation, normal day at Jake's Java. What time do you
We're
open it?
open 7. Yeah, we're open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Wow.
Yeah. In 2 weeks from now, right after Thanksgiving, we're going to shorten. We're going to go down to 7-Eleven from Monday through Wednesday. It's the winter hours. Gets a little tough at these times. So
Yeah.
the biggest thing is our summers are amazing, and we're flooded every single day, and there's crowds and crowds of people. The
I've been
winter
there,
gets a little
yeah.
tough because we don't have indoor dining. So,
Yeah.
the biggest thing is we rely on a lot of local people to kind of keep us afloat during the winter months. So this is our give back. Let's give back now, and let's all support each other moving forward.
And that's
There
the
is always
military
a
way.
drive-up window, though, so you can still get the great coffee, but just drive on through.
That's
That's
right.
right.
But that's the military too. The military is we take care of each other.
Correct.
When people say, "Well, what do you mean you don't leave anybody behind?" I can won't get into specifics, but I saw them go and get some people that they had to evacuate a fire base, but they went back and got everybody's body. So when you are in the military, it is a camaraderie. I the only place I've ever seen it close to what the camaraderie we had in the military was when I was a police officer. Same thing. But what you guys are doing, and I can't, I'm sorry Kim can't be here, but what you, Kim, and all of you are doing, serving these veterans, some of whom need a lot more than others, but at least you're doing it. You're out there on Front Street trying to get clothing, trying to get food, making veterans feel comfortable in a place that they can call their own.
Correct.
And you know, that to me, I will always have the veterans back as much as I can, but I will also applaud all of these people that go a special step for veterans, you know? And I just have to say this because this will get me in trouble, but it won't be the first time. The views and opinions expressed on this program are mine and those of my guests. They in no way represent the Pittsfield School Department, School Committee, Mayor Marchetti in the mayor's office, Peter White, who's president of the city council.
I did that before too, Bill. It's okay.
Oh yeah, I do it all the time. Listen, you know what you're dealing with. But the problem is this. Sometimes people forget what these veterans have seen, and maybe they have a problem. You know, maybe they drink too much. Maybe they take drugs. Don't belittle them. Don't belittle anybody. That's the problem today, is everybody wants to push you down. I'm trying to big
right.
people up. I'd rather make somebody laugh than be sad.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what you guys are doing for veterans.
Every day, wake up and just choose kindness. You can choose kindness over hatred or rage. You feel better.
Yeah.
You feel better. It takes a lot of less effort to just be kind than it does to continue to be mean. And it's not worth it. And quite frankly, we don't have much tolerance for that.
No, I have very little tolerance for people that are mean, and there's really no reason to be mean.
And today is going to be a beautiful day full of celebration and honor and sacrifice, appreciation, and love and
care. And free coffee.
And free coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee for all of the vets.
Yeah.
Delicious food. It's going to feel so good because today we choose to honor. Today we choose to celebrate. Today we choose to smile and be there as a group of people giving back to the most deserving folks we know.
And you guys do that with such grace and such real concern. And I know when you see Kim and Tor, their commitment to this is unquestionable. It's
absolutely
truly unquestionable.
Their entire family is committed to this. They all give parts of them down to the grandkids. They all do it. They love it. People, they want to be part of this. And I'm honored to even be on this show this morning with you. And I did just hear from Kim, and she will be able to be at Jake's Java today for the Veterans Celebration.
But I will, don't take this as a threat, but I will be there.
Well, we can't wait. That's the point.
Last time I was there, the police came, but that was a different story. No, I'm only kidding. But veterans, be proud of your service. Be proud of it. Because you did sign on that dotted line. And boy, oh boy, it's not easy to do sometimes.
Right, and you hit it. You said it correctly. You know, once you sign in a line, you don't know where you're going. That's your life now. You don't know what's going to happen. At any given moment, you don't know what's going to happen. So, it's a sacrifice. Yeah.
And you know, there's those people who come home and I don't say much, but I've seen a lot and need a lot. And I just applaud anyone who's there for them. And I have to do this because I just have known so many people who got jammed up. Join the VFW, join the Legion, join the Vietnam veterans, join the Afghan veterans, become a part of a group. But most importantly, become, get down and get enrolled in the veterans' health care. Because you never know what your service could bring. There's a lady who's on YouTube and all that. Her husband, she had six kids, and her husband got diagnosed with cancer from his time in the first Gulf War, and he's gone. And if you need medical care, you need medicine. It really and truly is. I'm not promoting the VA for the VA. I'm promoting the VA for you. Become part of it. Because right. Don't wait till you need it. Have
every
it.
Every single vet needs it. Deserves every service that there is, and then some.
Yeah, and go ahead. All of them. Sorry, Heather.
No. I just said an additional applause to every single one of them.
Yeah,
every single
vet. Yeah, and again. This is Veterans Day. You have a chance. It's early. It's only 7:30, 8:30. Come on. I know you're up. Maybe you're not awake, but you're up. You go to the parade. You see patriotism too. And this is what Kim taught her son. Patriotism is a learned trait. I can remember as a kid, my mother walking us down because my father was in the parades as a fireman. Walking us down to Wakona Street, holding our hands, we went to every single parade. Memorial Day, Veterans Day, 4th of July. And we paid our respect. And we learned what it is, the sacrifice to become a veteran. And we have to teach that to our kiddos. I mean, some of the stuff that's going on in our country today, it just makes me scratch my head, because it's not America. It's not the America I grew up in, and that I know. And that's just my opinion. But I Mark one more time the hours of operation and a kind of an overview of the menu. I mean, I could give it, but I only just get the sausage and egg.
All right, so we're there, set open 7 days a week from 7 to 2. The biggest thing with our menu is people love our sandwiches. Our bagels come fresh from New York City every single day. So they are true New York City water bagels that people love. So they come fresh every day. Our pastries come fresh every day from New York. Our coffee is roasted right here at Number 6 Roasters in West Stockbridge. So it's the freshest coffee. We put in a brand new order today. It will be roasted today, and it's delivered tomorrow. That's how fresh our coffee is. It's fresh, it's strong, and it's brewed with a legacy, like we said. Every cup is a legacy that we pour at that place.
And when you go, dress for the weather. I mean, this is New England. But if you have an opportunity, if it's not raining or whatever, sit at one of the tables. Sit at one.
There's the tent. You've got the beautiful tables, you have the tent, there's some heaters and a fire pit. So there's definitely ways to stay warm on something fun like this that we'll have today. And that coffee is so hot. Well, I can't wait to go have some.
Well, I can't wait to be there myself. And I just want to thank you guys for coming on. Thank Kim. Tell her my heart is with her. The Polish princess and I wish her the very best in a little family emergency there. But
you'll see her
you'll
soon.
See her in a couple
Everything's
hours.
Okay.
And listen, I just want to tell you guys, veterans, operative word, free coffee. Just thought I'd pass that on.
Yeah, so
Thanks,
come
you guys
get it
missed.
because it is, it's deserved.
Yeah.
It really is.
I just want to make sure that I thank all of the veterans for all of their service. I hope to see all of you, and I want to give a special thanks to Jake, the team that he was with during
Yeah.
the crash, and both of you with me right here today for your service to our country. My hat that I don't have on is off to both of you and everyone else. Thank
well,
you so much.
I can handle that for you. Here we go.
There you go.
I wear that around the house.
There
My
you
wife
go.
Thinks I'm nuts. But
no, it looks great. Keep it on.
It's been pretty well established. I am nuts. But thank you all for listening and watching today. Please, if you have a veteran in your family, give them a call. Even if they're not around, give them a call. Send them a text, an email, whatever. If you see people, and like I said, if you have clothing or food, bring it up to Jake's Java, and I promise you, it will go to exactly where you want it to go, to the veteran.
All local.
All
local.
Yep. Guys,
yes.
I can't thank you enough for coming on. My best, and I'll be the fat bald guy, sitting at the table under the heater. I got an aversion to tents because they told me once it was a big tent and it was a pup tent. So, and if you don't know what a pup tent is, look it up. Because
well,
it's
pretty big. It's a pretty good sized tent. And
not
if
yours.
You want,
the one the Army tried to sell me is a living place.
You can let me
A
know when you're on
house.
Your way and I'll warm up the seat for you.
You're a good girl. All right. I do want to say this as I do every closing at every show. God bless. And today, lift somebody up. Don't push anybody down. Charity costs nothing. Charity costs nothing. And just remember, what you do for me, you do for somebody else, you'll feel better. And it'll come back. As me say, the Irish mother used to say, 100-fold. Guys, thanks a million, and
thank you.
Be well, and don't take this as a threat. I'll see you later on.
See you soon.
Very soon.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thanks,
thanks everybody. Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Heather.
Keep on, keep on.